This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We are working hard to stay connected with what's going on in Salem with the Oregon State Legislature in session. State Senator David Brock Smith, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Of course, my pleasure, Kyle. Thank you. And just a shout out to everyone out there. Take a little extra time and be safe over the next 24, 48 hours. We want to make sure you and your families get home safely during this winter event.
So let's talk about, to begin, kind of look at last week in the legislature. Give us an update on some of the highlights of things that took place in Salem.
Well, last week we, you know, I mean, this last week was only week two. No fireworks really yet. This is, of course, week three. Last week we did have some committee hearings on some of the legislation that I proposed, one of which is dealing with the illegal cartel grows in Oregon, in Douglas County, Justin County, Jackson County, and rest around the state, and really looking at landowners that are allowing the cartels, for whatever compensation or not, to grow illegal cannabis on their land. I've been working with Commissioner Boyce on this piece of legislation to where it really would impact their farm deferral status with regards to taxes for a decade if they decide to enter into this illegal behavior. There is an off-ramp, of course, if someone does not know that they have a grow on their property, because we do have landowners that are rather large and they don't move around their property at all the time. And there's instances a lot that where there's illegal grows on land, but mainly federal lands, that's occurring this week. But you know, I mean, it's kind of a slow time at the moment. I mean, we have public hearings happening, and we're all, there's new legislators. We're getting to know one another a little more. You know, everyone is in either a new role or coming back to an old role in their committees, getting to know their committee counterpart colleagues, as well as their new chairs or vice chairs. And there's been some committees in the first and second week just did informational hearings and haven't really heard legislation yet. I did also have a bill that got a hearing, and we're scheduling for a work session that would assist Curry and Coos counties in resources to their county veteran service officers to help with transportation from, you know, Brookings to our VA healthcare facility in Roseburg, that they haven't had those resources in over 6 years now since I left the county commission over there. So things are happening, and we're just pushing ahead.
And, of course, as you mentioned, things in a lot of ways seem slow as you begin the beginning, as you start this session. Of the legislation that is being proposed, are there bills that you're particularly concerned about?
Oh, yes. I mean, there's a number of bills that impact, you know, taxpayers, that impact our personal and property rights. Every week, Kyle, I put together, I spend about 5 to 8 hours and actually, excuse me, every weekend, and actually go through and read every bill that is scheduled in every committee for the coming week. And so for an example, today, this morning, in the House Committee on Agriculture, Land Use, and Natural Resources and Water, there was a bill that is going to allow for the revoking of a permit based on an overturned land use plan or regulation, which really, whenever it's taken away the county's authority in a lot of ways. There's another bill today at 1 o'clock in the Housing and Homeless Committee that it's more attack on rent control. That is, you know, stifling your housing stock and supply and so forth. And then this evening in the Joint Committee on Transportation is a bill that is coming from Governor Brown with regards to, or excuse me, Governor Kotek, sorry, two of the same, and which is talking about the I-5 bridge project and tolling. That, you know, polling says that even Portlanders do not want. And then tomorrow in education, there's a bill that would essentially allow asylum seekers in Oregon to receive the same exemption from non-resident tuition and fees to higher education. There's also a bill in the same committee, House Committee on Higher Education. And I supported the Oregon Promise, which allows, you know, our graduates to be able to get their first 2 years of associate's degree, really driving them to a community college, paid for it. And there are two Democrat colleagues that want to change that so that any person from anywhere in the country would get that benefit, not just graduates of the state of Oregon. Which this is not the Oregon Promise for the country. This is the Oregon Promise for Oregonians and their youth. And it would also eliminate the 2.0 or better limitations to receive that as they graduate. So I've already drafting an amendment that would of course remove those sections that would require a person to have to graduate from high school here in Oregon, as well as you have to have a grade point average of above 2.0 or better. The other portion that the bill does is it does allow the enrolling in a program to earn a baccalaureate degree or a bachelor of science degree for nursing. And so I like that provision of the legislation because, you know, frankly, because of the great work that Roseburg High School and superintendent and the teachers there and the partnership with UCC and their nursing program is fantastic. It's a model for the state. So I want to support that, but with the only with the amendments that I've just explained. There's other bills that just this week that are going to go after. It's a union. There's a union bill here that would allow them to collect unemployment while they're on strike. And there's also the Senate Committee on Natural Resources and Wildfire is going to be hearing a piece of legislation on more constraints on our farmers and ranchers to utilize fertilizer and so forth, which is just attacking our rural Oregon industry. So those are the bills of concern, but there's also bills to support. And I know you got to go to break, but if you won't... So I don't know if you want to go into those, Kyle, or if you want to wait.
Yeah, let's do that.
Get back.
Yeah, let's do that after the break. We'll do that break right now. We'll be back in a moment. The interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. Inside Douglas County, he's live in Salem. State Senator David Brock Smith, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming at 1 o'clock. State Senator David Brock Smith live in Salem with an update on the Oregon State Legislature. We just covered bills that he is concerned about. And David, I understand there's some bills that you're very supportive of. Talk about some of those.
Well, great. Thank you again, Kyle, for the opportunity to be here today. So, Senate Committee this morning on Education, we had a bill that really enforces the Department of Education to invest in the STEM Investment Council so that we can get more resources to students. We have a piece of legislation that would remove the annual limit of $1.53 million. and adjusted for inflation for allocation administrative services for our county fair account. Right now we get 1% of the lottery proceeds go and they're distributed to assist with our county fairgrounds, but it's capped at $1.53 million. We're removing that cap. There's legislation that will, it's my Senate Bill 500 that I've been working on for quite some time. I'm just going to have a hearing this Wednesday in the Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue. And it's really focused on, it sets up a $5 million a year, 5-year program to assist in building workforce housing. So I passed legislation to this effect back in 2017 for multifamily housing, but this is for houses for our residents to buy. So it'll allow for companies to get a tax credit on if they go ahead and build workforce housing and sell it at a rate that somebody that makes 120% or below area median income can afford. And in doing so, they get a percentage of the construction costs back as an Oregon income tax credit. It's really meant to drive our ability and to drive the ability to build workforce housing in our communities and for our middle income, working families. So our teachers, our firefighters, our police officers, our even our servers and our store clerks will then be able to fall into this bracket. And it's a win-win for our folks that are in our business community that need such a tax credit and to write it off. But most importantly is in Senate Committee on Natural Resources and Wildfire on Thursday is Senator Brock Smith Day. We have my Senate Bill 511 that is creating what's called the Salmon Credit Program. So it's a benefit for our farmers and ranchers and our folks that love to fish for salmon to help create more salmon habitat and kind of off-channel habitat in partnership with our landowners. And then Senate Bill 504 is up in that committee as well, where it's a piece of legislation that I've been working on to deal with our erosion issues that not only occur on our coastal communities, but our landowners that have adjacent land to our streams and rivers. Because they need to be able to use rock in some instance to build a toe for the ability to have some soil bioengineering systems to hold and be stable. And then I've been working with the governor's office on Senate Bill 494 to assist in our wildland firefighters so they can transition to fuel reduction work in the off season. Currently, there's a funky rule within DAS that doesn't allow them to do so without essentially quitting their job and then being rehired, and then thus losing all of those benefits and so forth. And so we're going to be having that hearing on Thursday. And then lastly, and critically, one of the most important to our folks there in Douglas County and Roseburg is our bill that not only directs the State Fish and Wildlife Commission to operate the summer steelhead program on the North Umpqua River that the commission took away some time ago, as well as it allocates $2 million to fund the next biennium for the Rock Creek Hatchery that was not in the recommended budget moving forward. And so I was just down there for the Umpqua Fisherman Enhancement Derby, along with 740 of our residents. It was a fantastic turnout on Friday at the fairgrounds. They do an amazing job, and it's critically important that we keep that going. The department got $17 million in insurance money. They can't allocate that to another project until it's legislatively approved. They don't have any bill in the hopper to do that. But my commitment is to get that $2 million to the best of my ability, and of course then work to save and renew the $35 million for the with interest that we've been accumulating in that savings account, essentially for the third Oregon Veterans Home to be built in Roseburg.
Well, a lot going on there. One of the things in the legislature, of course, is budgets. Some sessions, a priority comes from different places sometimes, about funding the education budget first. Is that being talked at all this year?
So I'm not on the education committee anymore. I have not heard about them funding the education budget first. For me, if it would be education and public safety, would be the first things that we fund. But the majority party that has control of this process likes to use the education budget as what I call the political football towards the later end of the legislative process up here in Salem. So I don't see that happening. The Republicans and my colleagues have always wanted to fund education, but unfortunately, with the system that we have right now, even though we've given education more money than they've ever had, the current system, and if you look at the reports that came out last week, we're still last or near last in a lot of sectors. So I am all for school choice. I think those dollars should follow the student. The parents should have the ability to make those decisions, and they should be able to do so with making sure that those dollars are going to go with them wherever their educational opportunity and decision is.
A couple minutes left on Inside Douglas County. State Senator David Brocksmith live in Salem. As a deputy GOP leader in the Senate, how's that work going?
Good. It's just an added layer, right? I appreciate the opportunity to be the deputy leader of our Senate Republican caucus. Daniel Bonham, our Senate Republican leader, is a dear friend of mine, and we've worked together since 2017. It's just a lot of really checking in with new members and others. I'm a big policy wonk, and so keeping an eye on not just the Senate bills, but also the House bills and where we're at, so we can touch base on that and flag some bad stuff that might be getting a public hearing for the coming week. But again, I appreciate the support of my colleagues to put me in the position that they did.
Now, as you look ahead towards this week, what's out there that is maybe a possible highlight to this week or something you want to point out?
Well, again, I did. We got some good legislation that really focuses on the natural resources that are critically important to our communities and our district. You know, for those out there, the district is, Douglas, Coos, and Curry counties. And so it's a rather big chunk of Southwest Oregon. That's why I call it the Fish Farm and Forestry District. We have, of course, the timber capital of the world in Douglas County. There's lots more that's going to be happening in future conversations, Kyle, as I talked to you about with my new position as the co-chair of the Wildfire and Emergency Preparedness Committee through the Council of State Governments West, which includes all the states from, Wyoming to Alaska and Hawaii. And that was all formed prior to the horrible wildfires in L.A. And so I think that we have a great opportunity to really push on the envelope in regards to working with the Trump administration. I've been working with Congressman Bentz, Congresswoman Hoyle, on front-loading the needed dollars into our federal Forest Service and BLM offices and get those folks out in the woods and mitigate the catastrophic wildfire that's so impactful to our community.
All right, out of time for today. We'll check it again soon. State Senator David Brocksmith, thanks for being on today.
Thank you, Kyle.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.